Okay. Hilchot Birchot HaShachar, Siman Mem Vav. Aleph. Kesheyeor Mishnato Yomar Elokai Neshama. When one wakes up in the morning, right away, he says, Elokai Neshama. Kesheyishma Kol, that's for thanking Hashem that he gave us a Neshama. Kesheyishma Kol Atarnagol, when you hear the voice, the kukuriku or cockle-diddle-do of the Tarnagol, the rooster, Yevarech Hanoten LaSachvi Vina, for giving wisdom to the Sachvi. Sachvi either refers to a heart, or it refers to a rooster. And either one, it's that we have an understanding of Bina, of and being able to be differentiate between morning and night and morning. Kishilovesh. Yevarech malbish aramim. When you get dressed, after you start putting on your clothing, you say the bracha of malbish aramim. Hashem dresses the naked. Kashianiach yadav al einav. Right, when you put your hands over your eyes, you're not touching your eyes yet if you didn't wash them yet. Then yevarech pokeach ivrim. Then you say the bracha pokeach ivrim. He opens up the blind. Kesheyshev, when once you sit down, yevarech matir asurim. You say the bracha for freeing us from being in bondage, like being stuck to our beds, lying down. Keshezokef, when you stand up, yevarech zokef kefufim. Straightening out, standing, the bent over. Kesheyaniach raglav ba'aretz, after you put your feet on the ground, yevarech roka ha'aretz al hamayim. Hashem makes land for people to walk on. Kesheno'el mina alav, when you tie your shoelaces, put on your shoes, yevarech she'asa li kol tzarki, that Hashem gave us all of our needs. Because being able to walk with comfortable feet is extremely important and affects everything. Kesheholech yevarech hamechim mitzadei gaver. When you start walking, then you say that Hashem lets our steps be firm so we don't fall over. Keshechoger chagora. When you put on your belt, yevarech ozer Yisrael bigvura. Hashem girds Israel with strength. Okay, just to point out. Hold on one sec, that it's really important to say these brachot, because it's being hakara tatov. One of the ikarim of Judaism, of the Torah, is to be makir tov, to have gratitude and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, primarily, these brachot are birkot hashavach and hoda'ah, of praising and thanking Hashem. And whenever we have these brachot, the general rule is, first, we benefit. We have the experience, and then we say the bracha. We want to do it immediately, sort of simultaneously, but that's the idea. As opposed to a bracha on a mitzvah, then we always want to make sure we say the bracha only before. By food, it's a bracha of nehinin, of clearly just getting benefit. Also, naturally, there's an element of shavach there, but the primarily is to get benefit. And by food, the halacha is you want to first, before you get any benefit, you want to say the bracha. Same by mitzvot, same by benefit. Now, there's also the Torah mentions that that part of the concept here is that one should not benefit at all without first saying a bracha. So the point is you want to say the bracha as early as possible. He says that by Berachot HaShachar. But it's more of a das yachid, but the point, even he, I believe, agrees that during the day you want to say as early as possible to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for getting these benefits that we get in Birchot HaShachar. But I think even he agrees, you first benefit, and then you say the bracha simultaneously or right afterwards. Haga, O lovesh ha'avnet ha'mafsik ben libo le'erva. Also on Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, or he says when you put your belt on, so you're making a separation between your heart and your erva, which we will discuss later. Kishemesim kova o mitznefet barosho, when you cover your head with a hat or a turban, you say Yivarech Oter Yisrael B'Tifara, and Hashem crowns us with glory. Kishi Yuto Yadav Yivarech Al Netilat Yadayim. Then when you wash your hands, you say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim. Sounds like, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you first are washing your hands. You started already saying all these other brachot, and then you're washing your hands. The point is, it doesn't necessarily have to be in this order, as we will see. But if you are going to say these other brachot first, just make sure you wipe your hands on sheets, clothing, or something. If you're going to do that before you wash your hands, because we don't want to say any bracha if our hands are dirty from touching uncovered parts of our body. Keshirchatz panav, when you wash your face, yevarech ha-ma'avir shena me'enai, v'hiratzon v'chulei, ad baruch atah Hashem, gomel chasidim tovim le'amo Yisrael. Okay? That's the finishing of getting up. Ein la'anot amen achar ha-ma'avir shena me'enai, ad sheyachtom ha-gomel chasidim tovim le'amo Yisrael, shakol bracha achati. That whole last paragraph is one bracha from the beginning of baruch atah Hashem. In many sidurim, it's all one paragraph, but in some sidurim, you'll see it's like the beginning of the bracha is on one line, and then it's like a new paragraph, and it continues, v'hi ratzon. But really, it should be all in one paragraph. It's not two brachot, it's only one bracha. Okay. Si'if bet. Achshav v'pnei she'en hayadayim nekiyot, since our hands are not clean, and also because of the Ami Aretz, you don't know the brachot out loud or don't have a sitter by their beds. Nahagul is sadram beveit hakaneset. Generally, the custom is we say the brachot in the beit hakaneset. And everyone answers amen and after them. And your yodse by saying amen. So that's if the mevarech has kavana to be motzi you, and you listening have kavana to be yodse through the mitzvah. So then you could be motzi each other with the amen. Now, even though that's v'nahagu, that doesn't mean that's what you're supposed to do. You're going to see a couple examples actually in this siman. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch writes, or the Rama, v'nohagim v'nahagu, it's an important principle for the whole Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Whenever it says v'noagim v'nahagu, that doesn't always mean that's the ideal halacha. That's not the ikar halacha, and it's not necessarily what they would ideally recommend. Certainly it's okay, but each halacha, you have to understand it individually and see if that's the ideal or just that's what most people are doing and it's okay. Gimel. See if Gimel. Chayav Adam Levarech B'chol Yom Mea Brachot Lefachot. So there's a mitzvah, presumably the Rabbanan, that one should only make that one should make at least 100 brachot every day. And we learn that this halacha comes out from David HaMelech when there are 100 people dying every single day until he established. That they figured out, and he established to say Mea Brachot. That's the origin that we know. And some say you can also be Yotze by answering Amen. If you have Kavana to that this should be Mashlim, your Mea Brachot, on days when we're lacking, and it's not easy to get the Mea Brachot, one can rely on this. Also, it's good, you can have in mind on days when you're lacking, like Shabbat, Yom Tov, you can say bracha on smelling spices is a good one. You can do that several times even, just not too close together because you want to make sure there's a clear hefsek in between smellings. Going to the bathroom is another opportunity. And even listening to Chazarat Hashatz, if you have a mind, when you say Amen, those seven brachot can count towards your 100. Okay, let's go to Siv Dalet. צריך לברך בכל יום שלא עשני עובד כוכבים, שלא עשני עבד, שלא עשני אישה. So we're all familiar, except we have the nusach, most of us have the nusach of goy, not עובד כוכבים, and we have עבד, and we have אישה, that's if you're a man. So, מנהג אשכנז, as far as I know, everyone, all women, also say, Shelo asani goy and shelo asani aved. We'll get to shasani kirtzono soon. But the minhag by Sfardim in general is to say goya or shivcha. It's an interesting note. Haga v'afilu ger yachol levarech kach. Aval lo yomar shelo asani akum or shelo asani goy. Sherei haya akum mitchila. So a ger says, So a ger also says these brachot, except does not say shelo asani goy or shelo asani aved. Yeah, shelo asani goy, he does not say. And goy does not say, we said shelo, does not say shelo asani goy. There's a machloket, and I believe the custom is not, that they should not say shelo asani ger. Shelo asani ger. Either one you wouldn't say. And a mamzer does say all the brachot. Mishnah Berurah points out, I think is obvious, but a mamzer does say all the brachot, and so does a suma, someone who's blind. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, V'hanashim mevarchot she'asani kirtzono. And women do say the bracha she'asani kirtzono, and that's the minhag by Ashkenazim, that they say it b'shem v'malchut, Hashem Elokeinu. By Sfardim, they do not. They just say Baruch she'asani kirtzono, they don't say Hashem's name. But it's a safek brachot lahakel. Okay, hey. Im kadam uverech zokef kefufim. The person said that one first. Kodem sheberech matir asurim lo yevarchena. If you go out of order and you say the bracha for standing up before the bracha for sitting, then you lose out that day on the bracha for sitting. It's a machloket. It's a safek. So we say safek brachot lahaka, because included in standing is you've already been you passed through the stage of sitting, and it's a bigger shavach. Vav. Yesh nuhagim levarech hanoten layaef koach ve'en divreim nirin. Haga ach haminhag pashut b'vnei Ashkenazim leomra. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that there's no real source for saying hanoten layaef koach, and so therefore that bracha should not be said. However, the Rama argues, and both Ashkenazim and Sfardim both say that bracha. Zayin. Yesh nuagim levarech brachot acherot nasafot al elu, v'ta'ut hu b'yadam. Some people make extra brachot of shavach to Hashem. It's very nice, but he says it's a mistake, and one is not allowed to do that. We will learn later on. I think it's Resh Tedvav in particular, where it might be it's a question of a bracha levatala, according to the Rambam, or a bracha sheina tzricha. Chet. Kol brachot elu. All these brachot that we've been talking about, brachot ha-shachar. Yim lo nitchayev be'achat mehen, if you have not been obligated in saying one of them, or if you haven't experienced one of them, kegon shelo shama kol tarnagol, you didn't hear the rooster, or shelo halach, you didn't walk, or shelo lavash, you didn't get dressed, or lo chagar, you didn't put on a belt. Omer ota brachash belo azkarat Hashem. So because of the safek, you should not say the bracha with Hashem's name. Hagadar amav yesh omrim da'afila lo nitchayev behen. No, even if you did not experience any of these, you still do say the bracha. The ena bracha davcha al atzma. These brachot are not about you in particular. Ela mevarchin shehakadosh baruch hu bara tzorchei ha'olam. It's brachot that were chazal, or anshei knesset hagadola, established for all of us to say, for shavach in general, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the world and based on everybody in general. And that's the minhag, and the Rama spells out, and do not change the minhag, because that's the correct way. And that's the minhag both by Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Okay, the Sfardim were very much influenced by the Arizal, in particular when it came to which brachot to say and not to say. And what happens if a person stays up all night? So in general, Ashkenazim, they say all birchot ha-shachar, except hama'avir shena, elokai neshama, And many do not say, or most do not say, Birkat HaTorah, which we'll get to. The Sfarim do say all of these brachot, even if they stay up all night. Okay. Tet. Lo yikra psukim kodem birkat haTorah. You're not allowed to say any psukim to learn before you say the bracha birkat haTorah. Af al pi shu amram derech tachanunim. Even if you're saying them derech tachanunim as a tefila. V'yesh omrim she'en lachosh. And some say, no, it doesn't matter. If it's for derech tachanunim, it's okay. But it's tefila. It's not called learning Torah, and it's not a problem of saying it before birkat haTorah. Kivan she'en omram ela derech tachanunim. And it's better to follow the first opinion. To be machmer, why not? And the Hagak continues, but the minag is like the latter custom, that you're allowed to say it before, you're allowed to say tachanunim before, even if it includes psukim, before birkas haTorah. Shehare bimei asichot, mipalei asichot, v'achar kach, mevrachin al haTorah, mseder shara brachot. We see that's the minhag. We say slichot, it has psukim, and then we say birkat haTorah. And whenever we go into the shul, we say some psukim, we walk in, and then afterwards, kama psukim, v'tachanunim, v'achar kach mevarchim al haTorah. V'nahagu l'seder birkat haTorah miyad achar birkat. So let me just stop here. But the general custom by, again, doesn't mean you're right or wrong, but the general custom and preferred way to go for Sfardim and Ashkenazim is to try and say Birkat HaTorah before Slichot, or before any Psukim whatsoever. Okay. V'nahagu, Rama continues, L'sadir Birkat HaTorah miyad achar Birkat Asher Yatzar, v'en l'shanot. And first he writes, it's better to say Birkat HaTorah right after Asher Yatzar. And actually, generally most poskim say, one should actually say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar, because it seems like it might be a bracha smucha lechavrta, because it doesn't start off with the words Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So by definition, it seems like it's a bracha smucha lechavrta, right, attached to the bracha beforehand. Because you can't have a bracha without starting out with the word Baruch, and Shem v'Malchut. And you have to mention Hashem's name, at least one of them, and you have to mention Melech HaOlam. So, therefore, it's better to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar. V'tov lomar b'shachrit achar Shema Yisrael. Right now, in the morning, like Korbanot or at home, it's best to say Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed. Because he writes that it happens sometimes, you get caught up, the shul gets caught up, whatever it is, and you think you're going to daven on time, Kriyat Shema before the Zman, and the Zman also could be Lefi Magen Avram, Lefi the Gra, and you might end up davening Kriyat Shema too late. So as a general rule, concrete rule, custom is to always say Shema and Baruch Shem Kevod. This way, at least you're Yotze according to some opinions. Amazana Daraisa, how many psukim do you need to say for Kriyat Shema? We'll get to later. But it's a whole machloket if it's just the first pasuk, the first parsha, second parsha, or three parshiot. So therefore, it's important to at least you're Yotze according to someone. This is the Ramah's insurance policy. And not to play around with it, this way you know you've always got it covered. Now, the post can point out that if you know you're going to probably miss Kriyat Shema, Bizman, then you should say the three parshiot beforehand. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out it's better to say, make a tanai, or sounds like even just mentally, Rabbi Hirhor, have a tanai that if you're going to make it on time later on, or it depends which order, but I'm a little confused right now, but I'm confused which one he says first, better. I don't think it's Malkiv, but that's also another question. If you're going to have it in mind, if you're not going to make Kriyat Shema on time, then this is the one that's going to count. And if you if you are going to make Kriyat Shema on time later, then this one is not going to count. Because ideally you want to say Kriyat Shema, all the parshiot together with the brachot, with the tzibur. So it's better to have that one as your main one. Okay. And tefillin should not hold you up to miss the zman of Kriyat Shema. Yes. Okay. What are we doing? Okay, so let's start. Birkat HaTorah, Mem Zayin. Aleph. Birkat HaTorah Tzarich Lizeher Ba Me'od. Birkat HaTorah is very important. And one should say it B'Simcha Gedola. Right? The Chazal point out that one of the reasons why we have Galus is in the Churban is because they say they weren't learning, they weren't saying the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. What does it mean they weren't saying the bracha? They were learning, they were saying the bracha, but they didn't appreciate it. It wasn't their life. It was academic, it was habit, it was that's what everyone else was doing. But it's when you say the bracha with simcha and you show that it's important, it affects your whole learning, and it's just important in its own right, obviously. Bet. Tzarich levarech bein lemikra, bein lemishnah, bein legemara, haga ubein lemidrash. So it doesn't matter what you're learning, if you're going to verbalize it, you have to say a bracha before. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, when it says bein lemidrash, the Rama is not coming to argue, he's coming to add to the Shulchan Aruch. There's another important principle. Whenever you learn the Rama, very often the Rama doesn't come to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. He's coming to add. Often, if it's a Ve'yesh Shomrim, then that's a symbol that he argues. That's a general rule. It says Yesh Omrim and it's different, then he's coming to add, to argue. If it's just adding, then it's usually he's coming to add, and there really is no machloka between the two. Gimel, ha koteh b'divrei Torah. Someone's writing divrei Torah. Af al pi she'eino korei, tzarich levarech. If you have to write, if you're going to write, then you do, even though you're not saying it, you do have to say the bracha. So either because writing requires a bracha, or because when you're writing, you might end up verbalizing at the same time by accident. So it's a question which one it is, but it's important. Therefore, if you're going to write and you're going to say a bracha, it's better to verbalize a few psukim, like Birkas Kohanim, right away so that you don't have a just in case you don't need to when you're writing your yotze, because you don't want to have a hefsek, ideally, lechatchila. What's so important about Birkas, one of the customs of saying Birkas HaTorah, Birkas Kohanim, when we say Birkas HaTorah, is because it shows how important it is to always be speaking positively and nicely and saying brachot to one another. Right? We know Chazal said when one greets somebody else, lechatchila, you should greet him by saying Yevarechacha Hashem and answer Hashem Yimachem. Oh, Hashem Yimachem, Yevarecha Hashem. Because it's important to always mazkir Shem Shemayim and to bless one another. That's also why some, in particular, it's nice nowadays people say Shalom, Shalom Alecha when one greets each other. Okay. Dalit, Hamehar b'divrei Torah eino tzarich levarech. If a person's just thinking, he does not need to say a bracha. Okay, hagav u'adin diachol yifsak din b'lo netinat tam idvarav. Lechatchila, it's even better to say the bracha, but one lehalacha does not need to if he's only thinking. And if you're just giving a quick psak din without any explanation, you do not need to. Again, it's better, but you don't have to. Hey. Birkat HaTorah asher kedishanu b'lo mitzivanu al divrei Torah. That's the bracha for, that's the first bracha. V'harevna v'asher bachar banu. And then it continues v'harevna and it continues v'asher bachar banu. It's either two or three brachot. That's a machloket in the Rishonim. Vav. Omer v'harev im vav. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to use have the letter, and it's not me'akev according to anyone, but it's better to have the letter vav. Because that shows that it's one bracha, or your yotzei perhaps according to both opinions. So it's a question if you should answer amen after the what some might call the first bracha or the first line of that first of the bracha. And you say, and you end off saying al divrei Torah, or Ashkenazim say la satva divrei Torah. Hagav yeshomim belova v'chen nagu. This is interesting. The Rama says, what's the custom? Don't say the vav. So do you think that's his preferred halacha? Aval, he concludes, yoter tov lomar bevav. It's better to say the bracha with the vav. Either Bizi holds it's your yotze according to both opinions, which I can explain later. But with the vav, you could be yotze according to both opinions, and or he holds it's one bracha, but that's why it's preferred. Again, so even though it's v'chenagu, that's not his preferred halacha. So just keep that in mind whenever we see nagu and nohagim. Zayin, birkas avot, ahavat olam, morning or nighttime, poteret, birkat ha-Torah. If you have a mind that when you say ahavat olam or ahava rabba, that you have a mind that it's going to cover birkas ha-Torah, then it does. Im lamad miyad b'li hafsek. But right after you say ahavat olam or ahava rabba, you should be learning immediately. So either when you say kriyat shema, perhaps that works, have it in mind. Or immediately after davening, say a few psukim, or when you say ashrei, whatever, have in mind that it's for also for learning, not just for davening, and it goes on that birkas ha-Torah that you just said of ahavat olam or ahava rabba. Chet, v'yesh listapek im sage bekorei kriyat shema samuch la miyad b'li hafsek. So that's what we were just saying. Some say it's not enough to say kriyat shema. So therefore, try never to get yourself in this predicament or in this situation where you are relying on Ahavat Olam or Ahava Rabba. Tet, Yesh Omrim, Shim Hifzik Bein Birkat HaTorah Limudo Ein Bekach Klum, V'anachan Shelo LaHafzik Beneim. Some say it doesn't matter if you make a hafzik between Birkat HaTorah and learning, because Birkat HaTorah is a bracha for the whole day. V'hagisa bo yom v'alayla. We're supposed to be learning all the time. We're supposed to be thinking about halachot wherever we're walking, whatever we're doing. So there's never really a time off where we're not learning. Even in the bathroom, we learn just halachot. V'hanachon shol hafzik b'neim is better. V'chei nagu, and that's the custom. Lomar parshat birkat kohanim samach birkat ha-Torah. Yud. No, we'll stop. We'll stop here.